Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Whiskey monitoring.
KI-7 Kilo V Mobile listening on 2416 Link System.
NAPCG listening, 1467 Fort Sheboygan.
And good morning from WNPCG Mobile.
Good morning, NAPCG here, November 8th, Papa Zulu Tango, name here is Steven. I'm only in from a night job, heading from Lanson to Indian River.
Good morning, Steven. His name here is Dan. And, just left our verification place here in Oshkosh, heading for Alpena to the Home Depot, and, to return in excess of some roof sealer and pick up a couple of things and wind our way back up to Oshkosh. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning here. It's towards Roger City direction on US 23 right now.
Well, I remember in my sixth grade year of Gaylord Middle School, I grew up in Gaylord. We went to Camp Oshkosh for a week. It was like the highlight of the sixth grade year, and very fond memories from that area. Very beautiful experience.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, we love the area. We bought our place up here in the spring. You know, we live just south of Ann Arbor in Milan. But we've been coming up to the area for, 10, 12 years that one of our friends has a place on one of the numbered lanes off of 23. Well, the right opportunity presented itself, so we got a place up here now. But yeah, sixth grade camp, oh man, I remember, I'm originally from Western New York. We went, I guess it was Camp Fanch or wherever that was, somewhere is, I guess out towards Batavia, New York, from the Buffalo area. Yep, some very fond memories of that, and our kids, growing up in the Milan area. I went along as a chaperone for them, and oh god, that was a fun time being a parent along with the trip as well. I guess in the last couple of years they stopped doing the overnight thing with it, which that's from my perspective, well, that kind of sucks. You know, that's a valuable experience, I think, for the kids.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I mean, the overnight thing. I mean, Oshkosh Outdoor Center is where we were at. In case you want to know, that's where we were. If it hasn't changed, they have a bunkhouse there, and of course they segregated it by gender, so it's not like it's. We had lots of activities, things to do. It was well planned out, and it was a big sixth grade thing. The entire sixth grade class went, and if you didn't go, you had to do other things. And it was like, nah, we're not going to do that. We're going to be outdoors. We're going to be sleeping in a bunkhouse. We're just going to have a. I took nature walks in the morning when no one else wanted to. It was just a wonderful, wonderful time at that particular location. If you've never been out there, it's worth seeing. NAPCG.
Yeah, we drove past that this summer. It's I want to say it's 10 minutes or so from where our place is. It looks pretty interesting. I've heard a lot of good things about it, too. But yeah, I remember the nature walks and, them pointing out different things and you know, things that you wouldn't really know or experience growing up in, I will say, in the suburbs. I still, on rare occasion, all these years later, occasionally I think about it and snicker. You know, there was the, you know, the hunt for whatever, you know, there's a list of, you know, very scavenger hunt type items, and one of the things on there was fur, but they weren't, it wasn't really well thought out what they put on there. They were thinking like the, like some type of, you know, moss or off of a tree. Needless to say, our group found a dead animal and brought a chunk of fur back, and the teachers were like, that's not exactly what we had in mind. It's like, well, the list said fur.
Yeah, fur is definitely not moss. I hope that the fur found was not taken surreptitiously, shall we say. And that the bites were minimal. Oh, wow, I haven't thought about this in a long time. This is actually brightening my mood a bit. Body's a little achy right now. And I work night shift at a hotel, and I'm in Petoskey. I live in Indian River here. And I'm on M68 between Lansing and Indian River right now. I'm probably about halfway there. And it's, I lived in a lot of other states, and I keep coming back to this one. I guess I like it.
Yeah, and I feel you about the being achy thing in the morning. I probably should have taken a little bit of Motrin before we left the house, but yeah, we'll survive. And yeah, know right about where you are. Yeah, we've been through there many times. Yeah, we've been around the area quite a bit, both for vacation and you know, and work. Yeah, my full time job, I work for Motorola. We spent a lot of years in the field as a what was called an ST, you know, a system tech, and you know, adding new dispatches and additional channels to you know, to tower sites on the state system, or turning up new sites and things like that. So we spent quite a bit of time up in the northern lands here. Enjoyed it quite a bit. But of course, you know, our friends having their place up here. Yeah, to spend more time up here. But yeah, we moved to Michigan in 2000. You know, came from Western New York, so we've only ever lived to, you know, either there or here. And I have no regrets moving to Michigan. Beautiful state. So we've been here 24 years now, almost 25, and you know, I don't think you could pay me enough to move back to where we came from. This is just that, oh God, no.
Yeah, I hear you there. Although the most recent place I moved away from was the northern Black Hills of South Dakota, and I gotta tell you something. If you paid me enough, I could go back there. It's, of all the places I've been in the world and in the country, that small area of forest and mountains and trees and people is one of my favorites on the planet. I fell in love with it. It's among the western states. I mean, South Dakota itself is fairly flat. It's rolling terrain, a lot of agriculture. But in that southwestern corner where Mount Rushmore is in the southeast part of that, I lived in the north. It's absolutely breathtaking.
You know, that's an area that I've never traveled to before. Maybe someday we'll get the opportunity to do that. You know, when I was a kid, my grandparents had motorhomes, and we traveled quite a bit around the, you know, various parts of the country with them. But man, that was not one of the areas that we got to visit. moved out of the field and into project management, and I'm loving it. It's a great gig, which actually allows me to spend more time up in here. You know, since project managers are remote. Once you've got a site visit that you have to be on, as long as you got internet, you're good to go. So the PyG fiber internet. Oh my God, we got better internet here than we do at home in Milan. But that area is a beautiful area. You know, honestly, we would be willing to move up north here, but all our kids, three out of the four are married, and we got grandkids, and they all settled right in town in Milan, you know. They were scattered to the four winds, but, we see them all the time. So, being out of the area up north is not really a viable option for us. With the core family being there. Is there a W2PT?
Well, if you're talking about the Upper Peninsula, yeah, it's a whole different world out there. A whole different world. And it's, it'll be pretty hardy to get through the winters with all the equipment you need, the snowmobile is practically your primary in the winter in some places up there. And I guess if you move up there, you have to, I've been up there quite a few times. I've hiked Isle Royale once when I was much younger with a Boy Scout group up for a week. That was a long time ago. Worth it though. That was a pretty decent trip. And I don't know. I just keep coming to northern Lower Michigan. The combination of woods, water, and big trees and stuff. Yeah, there's nothing like it. NAPZT.
Yeah, well, our place up here, actually, we could very easily turn it into a residence if we wanted to. It's definitely able to be lived in year-round. But with the family being all of Milan there. But, the beauty of this, though, we've got enough space that, the kids have come up here several times already. I mean, we only closed down the place in May. We had a lot of work to do to, that's pretty much all the routine maintenance type stuff. But they get it, ready for, normal medication. And, they've come up quite a few times.
Most of that, but you're getting really staticky. I have a question. Do you have DMR capability? Could you switch to the MI5 digital repeater system?
Okay, Steven, I'm not getting a lot of hold in here. We're
talk to you too, sir. I'll be listening for you. NADCT, sir.
KI7 QMD Mobile 2416 testing. KI7 QMD Mobile testing on 2416. KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 2416. KI7
LSB listening.
Hello. NHCM, hi, this is Lydia, Chu's daughter.
NT0Y, mobile and listening.
NT0Y, NAPZT, good evening.
NAPZT, NT0Y, good evening to you as well. Name here is Jay, Juliet Alpha Yankee, and just came up out of the woods and unsuccessfully hunted. How's your night going here?
Did you say unsuccessfully hunted?
Yeah, didn't see anything. Didn't even hear anything. Squirrels and a few coyotes and a blue jay is all we had there.
This is NAPZT. I had a bit of a radio crash. My apologies on that. NAPZT, listening. This is NAPZT on the Sheboygan machine. Does anybody know if the Petoskey repeater is down? NAPZT, clear.
NAPZT, NT0Y. Hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't hear you come back, and then I got distracted by somebody else. But I understand if you're still going to be clear. 7-3. NT0Y, still monitoring.
KF7UDZ for radio check.
This is NT0Y, hearing you loud and clear.
I think I double it says KF7UDZ.
Hey, this is NT0Y, hearing you radio check loud and clear.
Okay, folks, I just got this radio back from a friend of mine. It's a FT897D in pristine shape. Over.
Yeah, very nice, and that's a heck of a radio, too. Good. Good deal. Yeah, sounded good. If there was any criticism at all, there's just a little bit of, I don't know, maybe muffle on the voice, but it's not bad at all.
I might have to check the mic gain, over.
Yeah, that's a possibility, but yeah, your signal's strong, so... Yep, I'd say success there. Just headed out from here and did a little bit of hunting and headed back to the house to see what's for supper. So I hope you had a good day.
Thanks for the radio check and good luck, KF7UDZ.
7-3, NT0Y monitoring.
SPW, St. Ignace.